This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You'll want to make people in the chicken business nervous? Just whisper avian influenza at them and see what happens. Bird flu, as it's known, can wipe out millions of chickens if it spreads. Countries will ban imports from certain regions or the entire American poultry industry if it gets bad enough. Prices tumble and bad things happen to the bottom lines of chicken farmers. All of which is by way of saying that this past weekend, the H7N9 strain of bird flu was found in Tennessee. Just 75,000 chickens, plus or minus. But still, we figured it was a good time to check in with the chicken farmer that we know. His name is Ed Fryer. He is the CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry in Rogers, Arkansas. Mr. Fryer, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Hey, good to talk to you again, Kai.
First of all, what was your reaction when you heard about this latest avian flu thing?
Anytime there's an AI outbreak, you get nervous. But this one has been very limited so far, so right now we're not that nervous. But I found out about it about 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and the rest of Sunday and all of Monday were very busy with our AI preparedness.
Yeah, that's funny. You think avian flu. Everybody else thinks artificial intelligence, but that's a whole thing.
Or artificial insemination. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that either.
Well, there's that from the agriculture guy. What precautions do you take? I mean, how do you protect yourself when this happens?
It's primarily biosecurity. Some of the things we do, any vehicles that go onto a farm, we have to spray all the tires. Any visitors have to wear protective gear. Mm-hmm. That includes, you know, certain plastic boots over their shoes. You've got to wear a jumpsuit, that sort of thing. Feed truck drivers are not allowed to go inside the chicken houses. That's just another level of biosecurity beyond what we normally have on our broiler farms.
So it goes up from there, I imagine. So are you worried or watchful, I guess?
I'm watchful right now.
Yeah.
I think watchful is a good term. USDA has gotten very good at coming in and controlling these breaks. Hmm. And if this break is limited to just this one farm, then I don't think it's going to have hardly any impact on the marketplace at all.
You are, as we've said before in this program when we've talked to you, you are an economist, an actual like PhD-trained economist. You are also a guy running a small business in this economy, maybe not so small, getting bigger hopefully every day for you. I would love your sense of what you think of the current political environment in which this economy now is operating.
I'm a member of a group that meets here in Northwest Arkansas. We meet about once a month. There's about a dozen CEOs of similar size companies to us. And after the election, it was just like night and day in terms of our outlook for our business and all of our businesses. And it's almost, for the last 6 years, it's almost felt like a war on jobs and a war on business. And that feels just the opposite today.
You're hopeful, man.
Yeah, much, much more so than I was 6 months ago.
Ed Fryer is the CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry. We got him in Rogers, Arkansas. Mr. Fryer, thanks very much for your time, sir. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.